I'm Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. Hello. At least 21 people have been killed and more than 70 injured in a huge explosion at a leaking oil pipeline in central Mexico. Hundreds of people were scrambling to steal some of the fuel when they were engulfed in flames. Electra Naismith reports.
The blast happened near the Tula refinery in Hidalgo State. Video footage showed a huge fireball and desperate people running away from the flames. One man described having to claw his way through charred bodies as he tried to help. The state oil company Pemex blamed an illegal fuel tap for the fire, a dangerous but highly profitable business which the government says cost Mexico $3 billion last year. The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, announced a major crackdown in December, but the controversial plan has led to fuel shortages and long lines at petrol stations in some states.
The office of the US special counsel Robert Mueller has disputed the accuracy of a news report that President Trump ordered his former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. BuzzFeed News has said that Mr. Trump instructed Mr. Cohen to lie about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. BuzzFeed said it stood by its report. David Willis reports.
Another roller coaster week for the president ended with claims that he may have sought to obstruct justice, an impeachable offence if true, but true it may not be. The White House flatly denied the claim. And later it emerged that the special counsel who is investigating allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia didn't buy it either. BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office are not accurate, read a statement. President Trump was clearly ecstatic. Last night he tweeted, "A very sad day for journalism, but a great day for our country."
The partial shutdown of the US government has ended its fifth week, with Donald Trump saying he'll make what he described as a major announcement on Saturday. Reports from Washington suggest that senior officials, including the Vice President Mike Pence, have come up with new proposals to resolve the crisis. The government of Burkina Faso has unexpectedly resigned. No explanation was given, but the tiny West African nation has been hit by a wave of jihadist attacks and kidnappings of foreigners, including a Canadian geologist who was found dead earlier this week. For the first time, officials in Pakistan have briefed Parliament on the country's growing export of human hair. A statement by the Commerce Ministry said Pakistan earned $1.6 million from the sale of hair in the last 5 years. China, which has an expanding beauty industry, was one of the main buyers, taking more than 100,000 kilos of hair from Pakistan. BBC News.